Anna.
Good evening, good afternoon.
Oh, good evening.
You are the first to arrive. I hope you're well.
Yes, thank you. Bye now.
And you're getting ready for Pesach, I know.
Oh, my. Yes.
How is Tony doing?
Making it very hard on me. And I'm not going to say any more.
Baruch Hashem. It's part of the male species when they're not feeling well. I just love these pollens.
Oh, it just seems to get harder and harder. It doesn't get easier and easier. Judy.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Pesach Sameach. We'll wait another minute, and then we'll begin.
I know in days to come, I'd like for you to discuss the 500 years because I found that it was linked to the basin, the labor.
It's
I don't have time
to,
the labor in the tabernacle.
Yes.
Remember the book?
Yeah, we discussed that in the Aries class, I think it was, in the Zohar. One of the Zohar sections we did in the last week.
Right. I have it, but it's just mentioned that we need to know about it. And when I saw that it was linked to the labor because of my meditation, and I just don't have time to go back, but in future, you know, in future question and answers, maybe by that time. I think once Passover comes, it gets a little bit easier. But until after. I can say, you know, we're kind of busy.
Actually, after Passover, it's the hardest time of the year because that's the time we have to work on those 500 years, meaning the 50 Sephirot.
Well, it has to do with the distance between heaven and earth, too. So, anyway, I'm just putting pieces together, so...
But there is no distance between heaven and earth.
Well, that's
a part
of
consciousness.
Yes,
I know.
The word, you know, so.
That is the wording that is used. But there is no, if you have the proper consciousness, which is a learning process.
Right.
But there's the distance between heaven and earth is 500 Sephirot. So let us begin.
Okay, I'm going to mute.
Good afternoon. Okay. We'll start with the L'shem Yichud, and then we will go into the offerings, the Ketoret. L'shem Yichud, Kutcha, Breitzu, Lishkin, Tehid, Kilu, Erkimu, Utkilu, Utkilu, Erkimu. L'yakta, L'shem, Yudhe, Bavate, V'yichuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, V'yihino, Amadonai Eloheinu, Aleinu, Ma'asei Yadeinu, Panunei Aleinu, Ma'asei Yadeinu, Panuneihu. The Ketoret, the incense offering. Atahu Adonai Yohewahe, Yoahe Dawanu Heyo, Eloheinu Shehiktiru, Avoteinu Lefanecha, Et Ketoret. Asamin. Bizman Shabbat HaMikdash Kayam Kasher Tzivita Otam Al Yedei Moshe Nevi'echa Kakatu B'Toratecha Vayomer Adonai Yohewahe Yohahe Dawanu Heyo El Moshe Kach Lecha Samim Natav Ushkeled Behel Bena Samim Uvo Nazaka Bad Bevad Yihye Viasita Ota Ketoret Rokach Masei Rokeach Mimulach Tahor Kodesh, Veshahakta Mimena, Hadech Venatata Mimena, Lifnei Haidut, Beohel Moed, Asher Iwaed, Lechashama Kodesh, Kadashim tihielachem, v'ne'emar v'hiktir alav acharon, ketoret samim. Baboker, baboker, v'heitivo et hamerot, yaktirena uv'ha'alot, Aharon et Hanerot, Bein Harbaim, Yaktirena, Ketoret, Tamid Livne, Adonai Yohewahe, Yohahe Dawanu Heyo, Ledorotechem. We now go into the writings of the Talmud. Tanu Rabbanan Pitum Haketoret Ketzad Shalosh Meot Wishishim Ushmona Manim Hayuva Shalosh Meot Wishishim Wachamisha Kaminyan Yemot Achamamane L'kol yom Peras b'shacharit Ufras ben ha'arbaim U'shlosha panim Yeterim shemechem Machnis kohen gadol Milo hafna b'yom ha'kippurim Umechaziram Lemacheshet Berivyom Akipurim Ushokachan Yafe Yafe Kedeshet Daka Min Hadaka V'achad asar simanim ayu v'avelu pein. When hatzari tu v'hatzipor and three v'hel b'na, four v'havona, mishkal shivim shivim nane. Five more, six uksia, seven v'shibolet nerd. Eight wikarkom mishkal shisa asar shisa asar mame. Nine koshtaim asar ken kilifu kilu fa shilosha. 11 kinamon tisha bori karshina. Tisha kabin yain kafrisim. Tzin tilata, v'ka abin tilata, v'im en lo yen. Kaprisin mevi yochamar hivaryan, atik melaksidomit, rova ha'akav. Ma'ale Ashon, Kol Shehu Rabbi Natan HaBavli, Omer Achipat, Ayarden Kol Shehu, Ve'im Natan, Badevash, Besalavim Tisar, Achad Mikol Samanecha, Ayav Mita, Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel, Omer Hatzari, Eino Ela Serach HaNotef, Me'atei HaKetach, Borit Karshina, Lamahi, La'akedeliyapota et hatzifron hatziporen kedei shedhei na'a yayin kafrisin lamahu la'akedelishrot bo et hatziporen kedei shedhei Azav halo me raglaim yafin la ela shein machnisin me raglaim bamikdash mifne hakavo panya rabbi natan omer kesehu shohek Omer, Hadek Hetev Hetev Hadek, Mifnei Shehakov, Yafel Abesamim, Pitmar Lachatzayim, Yeshera, Lish, 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 Belirva, Clear via Lo Shemanu Amar Rabbi Yehuda Zehachlal Im B'midata Keshera Lachatzayim Ve'im Chisar Achat Mikol Semanecha Chayav Mita Hatanya Bar Kapara Omer Achat L'Shishim O L'Shivim Shana Hayta V'Ashel Shiraim L'Chatzayin V'Yotane Bar kapara iluchaya, noten bach ein me arvin badavash mifne shehatora amra ki kol se or se we're called vash lo taktiru mi menu ishaladonai yo he wahe yo wahe da wanu heyo. From this point forward, it's recommended to recite these words 3 times. I will only be doing it once. Adonai yo he wahe yo wahe da wanu heyo. Tzevaot imanu miskablanu Elohe Yaakov Sela. Adonai Yohe Wahe Tzevaot Yohe Dawanu Heyo. Tzevaot Ashrei Adam Boteach Bach. Adonai Yohe Wahe Yohe Dawanu Heyo. Hoshia HaMelech Ya'aneinu V'yom Kareinu. Ata Seterli Mitzar Titzreini Rane Falet T'sovaveini Selah. V'arva L'Adonai Yohe Wahe Yohe Dawanu Heyo. Minchat Yehuda Yerushalayim Ki me'olam ukshanim Padmoniyot. Please join me in saying the Ana B'Koach. Ana B'Koach Gedulat Shemincha Tatir Tzerura Alok Bet Gimel Yitach Sadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbeinu Acharenu Nora. Ufreshayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rakame Sitkacha Tamid Gamle Betet Reish Saditach Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berotucha Na'el Adatecha Ketkuf Bet Tet Nunayan Yachid Geye Lamcha Penei Zofre Kedushatecha Yud Gimelamet Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatenu Yodea Ta'alumot Shin Kufav Tzadiyutah. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a tool from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. This tool comes from Parashat Yitro, it's Pasuk 29. And we'll start with the L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkin Te Bidki L'Urchimu Utkilu Utkilu Urchimu L'Yachta L'Shem Yudhe Bovate V'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. V'yihi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadenu kananeh aleinu ma'asei yadenu kananehu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar v'kamatar Dane nandakucha Barishu koma de aved Leela witata Kolaihu kishot biovada Dikshot Badlei lach mila bialma Divae barnash Ledafia leya Mine yaula naga Beyakalana, the Hakulu Ovada, the Shot Inun, with all lives the reef, the Alma. The energy of our current year, 5780, has a revealed energy of compensation and a concealed energy of Shefa. The way we reveal the Shefa and connect it to the compensation is by studying a verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy, both of these energies. So today we're going to be studying Isaiah chapter 42, verse 3. Kana ratut lo yishbor ufishta kechalo beka benea leemet yotzio mishpat. The energy of the year 5774. This peace in the Middle East. We study one verse in the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wesamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untati v'shakan katka v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu. Bene avla la anoto ka asher barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wa yo la yo sayote alame. Mehe shila lahe aka aka heta la awa kalayo ezayo alada la awa hehe ayo zala mebe he tereyo eko me la awa kalayo la wawa pehe la. Nula ha yo yo yo, me la he 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 wa, nuta he he a a, yo re ta shi a he, re yo yo a wa me, la ka be wa shi re, yo he wa la he he, ka wa ko me nu da, anu yo he a me, re he a yo yo za. Hey, 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 meyocha, wa wa la yo la he, sa a la a re yo, a shi la meyo he, wa he wa da nu yo, hey, hey, shi a me me, nu nu a nu yo ta, me be he pe wa yo, nu me me yo yo la, hey, re he, me ta re, ma wa me be yo he he. Anu wa me he yo, a me be me nuko, a yo a he be wa, re a he yo be me, he yo yo me wa. And now we're going to connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo sa la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo he la yo wa pe nu la Nu mecha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me lo la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he she ka a ko me nu da a nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ko ha Wa wa la yo yo he sa a la a re yo a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo Da he be me kako a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me, he la yo he me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the 11th day of Nisan, which connects to the month of Dali, the month of Shvat. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Lipschitz, Rabbi Bezalel HaKohen of Vilna. It's the birthday of the seventh Chabad Rebbe. Rabbi Moshe ben Nachman, known as the Ramban. The Ramban is a very famous Kabbalist. And Rabbi Isaiah Horowitz. Please say the Shema Yisrael with me. Please sit. Cover your eyes with your hands. Lean slightly to the left as we say together. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Now for the abridged Kaddish, which we use as an elevator to rise to the level of our class. Itkadav, itkadashime rabba, and we all say Amen. Bialma divra kirute viyamlich malchute b'chayechon viyomechon uv'chaye. Dikol Beit Yisrael, Ba'agalav v'zman karir, Itbarach v'ishtabach v'itbar, V'itromam v'itnaseh v'itadar, V'italeh v'italal shemei dekucha, Ve'elamin kol birkata v'shirata, Tushpechata v'nechemata, Da'amiran bi'alma Yehei shlama rabba min shamaya V'chaim aleinu I'll call Yisrael, Ve'imru, Amen. Oseh shalom bimromav, U'yaseh shalom aleinu, Ve'al call Yisrael, Ve'imru, Amen. Our handout today is going to be a Zohar with respect to the holiday of Pesach. You'll be able to find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the first row, the right-hand column. When that landing page opens up, scroll all the way down to the end. Not quite to the end. But there'll be a title that says, during the year, there are various holidays on Shabbat. And here are their Zohar handouts, recordings. And the first link under that title is the Zohar handouts for Pesach. When that landing page opens up, scroll down about halfway to where it says handouts for the holiday of Pesach. And the second link under that is from Pinchas, section 105, titled The Holiday of Pesach. And that will be our handout this morning. But we're going to also read the Pasuk 77 that is immediately below that. And Pasuk 77, from the Parasha of Tetzaveh, is explaining why there are these sections of the Zohar dealing with the various holidays. So I'm going to say L'shem Yichud, and then I'm going to read verse 77 from Tetzaveh, and then we're going to transfer to Pinchas 105. But it is recommended that you look, when we finish 77, you take a very quick scan of what are the links below that, because some of them have to do with the Omer. Some of them have to do with Shavuot. There's a lot of interesting material from the Zohar on this landing page. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bidkilu Urchimu Udkilu Udkilu Urchimu Le'akta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limun Torah Mitzvah Asok Torah Mitzvah V'ahino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kanenei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kanenehu. Pasuk 77 from Parashah Tetzaveh. Yom Ad Rosh Hashanah, Deihu Yom Ad Dina, Delav Yehu, Elaleinun Delanatlu, Mikala, Deisvalta, Beshavkule Asvata, Deoraita, Begin mechla achara deihu chametz v'habiyoma tad rabbi chiyya ha'hu chametz salka katrega aleya Devarnash v'al shin aleya v'yu Kaima b'yoma dat v'kat rega Al alma t'kwikud shabarichu Yati b'dina al kola v'dayin alma. the translation, the day of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, which is the day of judgment, is only for those who did not take the medicine, which is the matzot, and abandoned the remedy of Torah. For through these two remedies, the other food is fixed, which is chametz. On this day of Rosh Hashanah, that chametz ascends and accuses a person and slanders him. And it is on this day an accuser of the world. The Holy One, blessed be He, sits in judgment over everything and judges the world. My commentary. We learn in this pasuk that the essence of chametz is Satan. Let's transition to the Zohar from Pinchas, section 105. And we will begin at pasuk 703. If you'll remember, the parasha of Pinchas from the Zohar is quite extensive, and it is all about healing. If you have not yet read it, I recommend that you do so. Pasuk 703.
Uvachodesh harishon, man rishon, danisan, tamanolidat ahiyo, chayal kayema, teokmuha, mare matnitin, benisan nigalu, uvnisan atidim. Behi Gael Uvyad Beileya Vayomer Kiyad Alkes Ya Tamano Meli Abra Me Almazara Yasev Amaleki Behahuzim na mishkahu b'uktchu lachem tzon l'mishpachot aichem b'shachatu ha-pesah mishku mashach yado et lo yotzim.
The translation. And on the first month, he asks, what is meant here by the first month? And he answers, it is Nisan, which is when that animal gave birth to the lights of redemption, in accord with the teaching of the sages of the Mishnah. In the month of Nisan, they were redeemed. And in the month of Nisan, they will be redeemed. And this is with his hand. The Hebrew word is Yad, which is a gematria of 14, Yud Dalet. On his 14th, according to the secret of the verse, for he said, because Yah has sworn, literally put a hand by his throne. When he swore to remove the seed of Esau, the Amalek, from the world, at that time draw out and take lambs according to your families. And kill the Passover, where the meaning of draw out, the Hebrew word is mishhu, is as in the verse, he stretched out. The Hebrew word is mashach, his hand with scorners. My commentary. There is a mitzvah referred to as the Paschal Lamb. It calls for a child of Israel to purchase a lamb, which represents the idol of the highest Egyptian god, control that lamb by tying it to a stake, feed it and water it for 4 days, all within his home. then slaughter it in public and eat it with matzah and bitter herbs at the Passover Seder. This mitzvah is not done today due to the temple not being available. Now, the study of the mitzvah in the Torah provides its replacement. To that end, the word mishchu needs to be studied in detail. It may be translated in many ways. The vav at the end of the word is a pronoun that can be translated as his or as him. The three-letter word mem, shin, kaf, sofit, has the following meanings. Magnetive, attractive, attractor, attract, to pull, to withdraw, to draw, to wrench, and allure. In the pasuk, the term that an animal refers to the paschal lamb. So how does the paschal lamb bring about the redemption? There are people who study this pasuk and conclude that the Shoah, the Holocaust, was a substitute for the paschal lamb for the final redemption. Pasuk 704. Guess what? I have not completed this section. So let me go to another location where it can be found on the internet. That location is at a website, Zohar.com. If you haven't been to Zohar.com before, you will need to register for free to be able to follow the handout. And I apologize for that. But once you are on Zohar.com and registered, under the word teachings at the top of the page is a drop-down box that says the first line is full online Zohar. If you click on that link, it brings you to a page that has two more drop-down. And the one we're looking for is the first drop-down box, we're looking for Pinchas. And that's almost to the end. Once that opens up, the whole list of all of the sections of Pinchas will appear in the second drop-down box. And scroll down to section 105. And we are on Pasuk 704. Ha'huzim nako amar Hashem laroim aposhim bi weomer ve'el atmat Yisrael lo yavo ve'ileni nun roim ve'ana parnase darau kirit par Alayhu, hine anochi mipatecha, veholaktiha, amibara v'nishpat, irchem v'gomer kasher nishpati, et abotechem, v'katil lon b'makat, Oshech, alkein re'aya mehem ne'hem mena. At that time, thus said Hashem to the rulers who transgressed against me, neither shall they enter into the land of Israel. And this refers to the shepherds of the flock, the supporters of the generation. Wherefore it is said about them, therefore behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness, and there will remonstrate with you, as I remonstrated with your fathers, namely whom he killed in the plague of darkness. And that is the end of the faithful shepherd, the Reaya Mehemna. This is followed by a synopsis, which we won't read. Now, I'm not making any comments on this verse because it takes me time to think through and meditate on a verse in order to make an appropriate comment. Section 705.
Pasuk 705. Daihu chodesh tehaichaya itgalyayo beyavitat kefat beyavinafka le'alma be'arba asar yom be'arba asar ilen she'ar hevavta Beinun yud, yud le kol setar, bedalet sitrin, bi alma, usifre kadmai, ihu yud, lechad le kol setar, le arba sitrin, beinun arba asar kewan. Deinun arba mitchaberan, umitaknan iminun, asar div sitra, deminakedain yad, vechedbali takta hayada, vetikunaha. English translation. And on the first month, he asks, what is meant by the first month? And he answers, this is the month in which that animal, namely Malchut, is revealed in and strengthened by and goes forth into the world, namely emerges from her closure in the secret of the verse and stripped the forest bare. On the 14th day, the 14 days referred to the remaining animals, namely Chesed and Giborah, Tiferet and Malchut of Zeranpin, that illuminate within Malchut, for they are 10 in each direction, since Chesed, Giborah, Tiferet, and Malchut are the four directions, as the four corners of the world, north, south, east, and west, each one of which is composed of 10 Sephirot. And in the early writing, it is stated that she, Malchut, is 10, and that one Sephirah of Chesed, Geburah, Tiferet, and Malchut is in each of the four directions of the world, making 14. And since these four, Chesed, Geburah, Tiferet, and Malchut, join in and are established with the 10 that are in Malchut from the right-hand side, this makes the 14th day of the month for the fixing of this animal, which is Malchut, with all her establishments, with rejoicing. Verse 706. Rabbi Elazar Amar Vadai Haki Hu Vatachatzi Ketiv Mishkuku Lachem Zon Wigomer Mishku mai, mishku kemande mashich, me atar achara, la atar da mishku yomini lain, legabe yomin tatain yomini lain inun shio sav. Kepushvan mishku yomin tatayim zimnin de inun shinun hei orshana uv zimna de itznachara sichara beashlimuta saliku lemechewe inun yomin Bechushman Mishku Chaser Chad. Rabbi Elazar said, "Of course that is how it is. But come and see, it is written, draw out and take lambs. What is the meaning of draw out?" And he replies, "It is to be understood as one who draws something from another place to this place. Namely, to draw out the upper days, which are the Sephirot of Zerantin, to the lower days, to the Sephirot of Malchut. The upper days of Zerantin number 366, as in the numerical value of the word draw out. In Hebrew, it's Mishchu. Namely, the number of days of Malchut are usually 355 days in a year. In the gematria of the Hebrew word shana. But when the moon, which is Malchut, shines at its fullest, the number of its days rises to 3.
Okay, I got bumped off.
No, I heard the little bleep and then he went off.
Okay, he may not know. All right, let me send him a text. I'm going to get off because I never know if I'm okay. Doing it right. Okay, let's see.
Okay.
I'm back.
Okay.
Okay, I sent a text, so haven't gotten an answer.
Okay.
You know, we have the Zohar, so y'all can get your books out. It's volume 2 of Pincus B. It's volume 21.
Lord, you said to go to Zohar.com.
Well, I can never get on in that. I tried to register last year, and it doesn't work for me. So I just go get my volume. And you have the set, don't you? Okay,
yeah.
Well, it's Pincus. I think we all have it, our group anyway. It's volume 21, Pincus B. And it started on page 161. We did it in March 24th of 18. I have a paper there, so.
I guess you can hang on for a little while longer, but if you don't come back on,
yeah.
We'll just have to.
I hope so.
I'm gonna go ahead and mute because I had to do a couple of things. It's gonna be loud, so
I couldn't understand you because you broke up.